It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? You know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in those DMs on Fade Route Podcast on IG, or hit that Twitter, FaderouteDNZ.
Joining us on the In Route today, we've got former World Bowl champion and member of New York Jets and Frankfurt Galaxy, Charles Bisson. Charles, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Awesome.
Yo, it's good to see you.
Yeah, you too, man.
It's been a long time, Damian. Much love, my brother.
My man. So, yeah, let's jump right into it. You know, the NFL draft is come and gone, so it's time for the grades. You know, who are your winners and who are your losers?
You know, I'm from the Detroit area, so I'm a Detroit Lions fan. I was kind of underwhelmed with their draft. We got a B grade overall. But I don't know. Just to jump right into it, I'm really excited. I'm calling the Jets and the Lions in the Super Bowl.
That would be wild. Were you upset to see DeAndre Swift go, man? I mean, he was such a horse.
Yeah, you know, it's weird how coaches and front office people shuffle things around. If you look at Swift in his first couple years in Detroit, he wasn't extremely durable, and he's a great running back, a great talent, but wasn't very durable. So he was coming up on a contract year, and then, you know, they went and picked that kid out of Alabama at 12. Which was kind of shocking, but
yeah,
you know, we'll see who it is. And we had a great free agent signing out of Chicago, really nice third down back, athletic pass catcher.
And you're happy. So, you're happy with Goff. You're happy with Goff as the quarterback there.
I mean, he's a good game manager. You saw he was able to do that with LA when he was the first overall draft pick. But we got that kid out of Tennessee that blew his knee out. That was I'm terrible with names. I played offensive line, so it took a lot of headshots. But I think the Lions picked up a nice quarterback late in the draft. He's very athletic, and he can learn. And he's got, you know, he's pretty much, they're very cost effective in their first 3 years before they go into a contract year.
100%. Yeah. And do you think they have enough, especially since, you know, the Jameson Williams thing? He's missing the first six games because of that gambling suspension.
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to weather the storm there?
That's great. I think so. I mean, he didn't play at all last year, right? That Jameson Winston, not very much. Yeah. He was coming off a knee injury. We drafted a wide receiver, too. So, you know, I don't know. I feel confident with our offensive line, with our defensive line, that we'll be able to control the line of scrimmage. I love that linebacker out of Iowa that they took in the first round as well. So I think the Lions are going to be very exciting, as well as the Jets. I mean, look at them. They had a big pickup today. What, Randall Cobb?
Yep. He signed with them today.
Smart thing to do. Someone who is familiar with how Aaron Rodgers plays the game and what his expectations are.
Yeah, that's really, that was going to be my next question. You know, that was one of the big moves before the draft, the Monday before the draft. The Jets, you know, acquire Aaron Rodgers. Several pundits are putting the Jets in the driver's seat while others are more measured in their projections. But what are your expectations for Rodgers in New York?
I think the New York Jets, very talented team. I mean, you guys won 7 of 8 of your first. You started off super hot. Very talented young team. Like I said, I think the quarterback was the missing piece. And, you know, you rewind, what was it? You know, quite a long time ago, I retired from the NFL in 2008. In 2009, what New York signed Brett Favre.
That's right.
So I think it's a completely different situation with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. I think Aaron Rodgers is a much better talent and still has a lot more in the tank, whereas Brett Favre was at the end.
And Brett Favre was just trying to get to Minnesota also.
Yep.
But, you know, you were an undrafted free agent out of Western Michigan. The NFL has a rich history of undrafted free agents doing big things. What undrafted free agent moves caught your eye so far, and who do you think will have a greatest impact? Like, kind of tell me, like, you know, you were an unrestricted free agent, you were undrafted free agent. Like, what's going through, you know, what are they going through right now? How are you trying to figure out what team you're going to sign with? How are you going to figure out, like, what scheme works best for you? How can you get to OTAs, and how could you stand out?
Every player that is considered on these lists, and, you know, I'm reading the list of, you know, the draft mock of who the best undrafted free agents are. You know, if you have an opportunity to get into camp, even the late round picks, 6 and 7, they're not even a 5, 6, 7. They're not assured a roster spot. So there's a lot of talent. It does, you know, these undrafted free agents are very cost effective. They come in at the league minimum. And like I said, they're going to work hard. My route to the NFL, I started at Western Michigan as a walk-on. So came from the bottom of the food chain up there. And then, you know, took that mentality through my whole career in football. You know, it's not like I was resentful, but you play with a chip on your shoulder. And, you know, if you get an opportunity and you can do multiple things and you're humble and you're willing to play special teams, you got a chance.
100%. And you played 2 seasons for the Frankfurt Galaxy in the NFL Europe, and you started 19 games, you won the World Bowl. So you had quite the credentials there. But what are some of your fondest memories of your time in that league, on and off the field?
I'm sure Damian's touched on that a bit. I mean, we were so fortunate to have... I played the last 2 years in NFL Europe, 2006-2007. I was very fortunate to start at center and as a long snapper and a team elected captain. Played with a lot of great people, a lot of great players from all over the country. And we were able to put together a championship run. I mean, it's hard to win a championship at any level. So we were extremely fortunate. Just having the opportunity to go play and get film, and NFL Europe was great. Experience of a lifetime.
And what was it difficult for you? You know, being away from home, being away from family, like, you know, being in, you know, in Germany as opposed to, you know, being, you know, across the pond in the, you know, like, how did that mental toll, how did that affect your game and affect you personally?
You know, we had training camp down in Tampa, all 6 NFL Europe teams. And, you know, it was a 5-week training camp. So, you know, doing that and then, a 5-week NFL training camp. But we started in Tampa and then we ended up in 2006 was the World Cup year. So we started NFL Europe a bit early. We got over there in February. And, like I said, I think the focus, just like everybody, it was an opportunity to get film and to get exposure. It was 4 months away from your family and whatnot, but you know, you kind of built that family with teammates and staff, and we were a very close-knit group. So incredible opportunity to travel and see the world and you know, play some very high-level football.
Oh, definitely. Well, NFL Europe developed a lot of high caliber NFL players. They solid players like Brad Johnson, Jake DeLone, greats like Kurt Warner, Vinatieri, Dante Hall.
Yeah.
So how important is this? How important is the idea of a developmental league to the overall success of the NFL? And how can these spring leagues that are popping up, your USFLs, your XFLs, but how can these spring leagues be a true developmental system like NFL Europe was?
Well, you know, the cool thing is you know, these kids and these young men are getting opportunities to play, and they're playing against great competitors and great competition. I'm a huge fan of the USFL. I think the NFL is as well. I mean, it's not a threat to the NFL by any means. It's more so it offers players that, you know, have proved themselves on film against professional players at a professional level. You know, so I think it's needed. It's essential. The game of football is extremely different from any other sport. If you talk about it from a film point, everything is broken down and watched from different angles and hundreds of times. So
NFL coaches are
the front office's eye. You never know. There's always going to be a spot for players like that.
Definitely. And we'll get you out of here on this one, Chuck. You're a diehard Red Wings fan from what we know. It's been a while since Titletown's seen a cup, though. What do you think of the rebuild so far, and what can the Red Wings do to get back into the mix in the NHL?
I just brought some hockey into it. I'm a huge hockey fan. I was fortunate enough to grow up through the 90s and the Red Wing dynasty. And I was a hockey fan before I played football. I started playing football in ninth grade. So hockey town, a lot's changed since the 24 straight years in the playoffs, making it to the playoffs. The thing I'm most excited about is Steve Yzerman writing the ship, doing the general manager. He proved himself in Tampa. He set up that program, and then he came home to Detroit, and Tampa ends up winning a Stanley Cup. I think the Red Wings are very young. We were borderline a playoff team this year. So I don't know. We're really excited. If we can get the Lions and the Tigers and the Red Wings all on board, we're a very passionate sports city, just like New York.
Detroit is starving for one. No, I'm with you on that. When the Pistons were the last team to win a championship, right?
So, yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it's 2004.
Yeah, so it's been a while. So, you know, if Detroit can get back on its feet, you know, like, I mean, I know the Tigers had their run, you know, get into the World Series, but, you know, the Motor City can definitely use a little jump in their game, so to speak. But
yeah,
Charles
Bassan,
yeah. And well, we'll see, you know. But Charles Bassan, thank you for coming on, brother. And do you have anything going on? Anything you want to, any events coming up, any charities you want to promote? Now's the time. Floor is yours.
No, I appreciate it very much. And thank you guys for so much for having me on the show. We're doing something kind of special here in Michigan. I work in the cannabis industry, so I'm trying to connect former players in the NFL that have used cannabis and had positive outcomes via anti-inflammatory, not taking narcotics. And just, I think the research study for plaque and CTE and head concussions, I think cannabis is going to be a huge role player in preventing those terrible outcomes. So I work in the industry. I'm a firm believer in holistic medicine, natural medicines, and it's just provides the entourage effect, which is cannabinoids, flavonoids, and terpenes working in concert to provide relief. So that's just my little spiel. I'm passionate about what I do. If we can help people, we all know that there's a huge opiate epidemic in this country and in sports specifically. So if we can do anything to naturally heal and remedy these athletes, the answer is cannabis.
100%. And you know what? That was a very, very well stated, passionate plea. So, you know, Charles Bassan, thank you for coming on, brother. And if you want to get in on the action, if you want to be a member of the in crowd, hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. And you, yes, you can be the newest member of the in crowd. Charles Bassan, thank you so much for joining the in route today, and we'll talk to you again soon, brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys very much, and look forward to staying in touch and being a follower of your great show.
Want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.